no man can do. My lips empty without you. Pour your oil into my life. Holy Ghost,
you anoint me to my life.
I am with you at all. Oh Lord,
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, don't sit down yet. Without instrument. Let's take that cross again. Without instrument. Holy Ghost, have your way. Without instrument.
Have your way.
We know that our life is empty without you. Without you, there's nothing we can do. So, Holy Spirit, we depend on you this evening. Fill us to the full. Refresh us anew in the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, in your word tonight, let no flesh be revealed. In the name of Jesus, let your will prevail, let your will be done, and let your people be satisfied by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, we come against destruction in whatever form this night. We come against and we bind spirit of wandering, spirit of buying and selling, we rebuke you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you very much, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Praise the Lord. You are all welcome into the presence of God in Jesus' name. The title of the exhortation this evening is, It is time to be set free. It is time to be set free. I want to take the text from some passages, starting from Isaiah chapter 49, verses 24 to 26. Isaiah 49, from verse 24 to 26. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. Verse 26. And I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood, as with sweet wine, and no flesh shall know that I, the Lord, I am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Let's see Psalm 118. Psalm 118, we read just verse 5. Psalm 118, verse 5. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. John chapter 3, book of John. Chapter 3. John chapter 3, verses 2 and 36. John 3, verse 2. The same came Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art teacher, come from God. For no man can do this miracle that thou doest except God be with him. Let's see verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see him. For the wrath of God abideth in him. This is talking about believing in God. And that the miracle of God will be performed when he's ready to do it. And is willing to do it. God will help us in Jesus' name. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, that is freedom. It is my prayer tonight, and let it be our prayer, that as we invite the Holy Spirit into our lives tonight, there will be freedom for us. As we invite and receive the Holy Spirit to operate in our lives tonight, we shall be free. And before freedom, there's likelihood of somebody being in bondage or captivity. For if you are talking of freedom, there must have been one constraint or the other. And let's see what bondage means. It's the state of being a slave. We recall the case of Israel in Exodus chapter 1 and all what was done to them in the foreign land of Egypt. They used them as slaves. They were in bondage until God rescued them. It's similar to captivity. Captivity means the condition of being imprisoned or confined. The condition of being imprisoned or confined. When you see these two scenarios which are similar, you could see that when somebody is in prison or being in condition of slavery, he his movement or her movement or activities are restrained. Let's look at the scenario of a bird that is caged. The owner of the bird has the cage and puts the bird there. He gives the bird food so that it does not die. Abi? But a bird is programmed to fly. That is the capacity of a bird. That is the potential of a bird to fly. But when that bird is caged, it will not be able to exercise its potential. That is where some people find themselves. In that situation, some people can see themselves as being free, but they are not actually free because their freedom is restricted. But the same bird, the moment the owner of that bird and the owner of that cage that used the cage to restrain the flying capacity or ability of that bird makes mistake not to lock the cage, what happens? The bird will get out and do what? And exercise its potential. Tonight, it is my prayer that somebody will be set free and will be in a position to do what you are programmed or divinely made to do in Jesus' name. So freedom then is the power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants. I repeat, what is freedom? The power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants. That is freedom. Just like the scenario I painted of that bird. It's free to exercise its potential, that is, of flying as soon as it's set free. And I try to present the three types of freedom. The first type of freedom is freedom from the constraints. You know, I told you that bird, as long as it's still in that cage, is constrained. Though it's being fed, it doesn't struggle to get food again. The owner has given, but it's not free. Freedom from the constraints. Then the society can bring these constraints. But when society or whoever is keeping that person releases, he has freedom from that constraint. That is constraint from the society. And we have a society that is bringing a lot of constraints on us. We are just discussing this afternoon concerning the fuel scarcity. And somebody came to the office today and said that diesel is 600 plus. And people were complaining in the office. Only for another person to say, what are you talking about? That as of today, diesel is 700 plus. Everybody shouted. And they even said that they were even looking for diesel they couldn't get today. And then I told them, if diesel is sold at or gotten under constraint for 700 plus, then you will see that in effect from tonight. Because those who need diesel and could not get it, they will be forced to look for it by all means. And once they are able to get, they will shout, Eureka. It will not end there. By tomorrow morning or in the night, when they start production, you will see what will happen tomorrow. That is a type of constraint that is upon the nation for now. That is just one out of many. And this constraint is like a keg of gunpowder waiting to explode. What do I mean? Go around the city of Ibadan, anywhere you live. Just get to a junction like that. What do you see there? Who do you see? Young, everybody, Nigerians. Gathering at every point under the influence of alcohol. Wasting away. But those who will use them are now waiting. They like it that way because they are working for them. Why other people are empowering their youth? The way we are empowering our own youth is that we put them under constraints. We make them to suffer and we come with a token. Somebody has been suffering. Just see little thing. They say something small is better at all, nah, ain't bad. That is the constraint they put them. So that when they now come, hey, you guys, go and get your people. They give them a token. They are ready to kill. So that is part of constraints. I mentioned the second one is freedom to do what we want to do. That's the second type of constraint. The first one is freedom from the constraint of society or anything that wants to make us to bow. Second one is freedom to do what we want to do. Then the third one is freedom to be who we were meant to be. We are all destined to be somebody. But you look at the example I just mentioned now. Some of these people want to be great in life. But due to constraints, some of them have work they were using to doing before. And these young ones need electricity. They could not afford generator. And before you know what's happening, they will not be able to pay for rent. The next thing is that they look for alternative. And the politician will now come, will empower them with motorcycle. The young ladies, they empower them with hairdressing equipment. Give them a token. How long will that last them? Where they could not get anything to use those things. And the other day, I was going somewhere. I told my wife, do you know that boy standing on the road at Yano Church there? This boy happened to be a graduate. He's now operating Okada. And the way he dressed, the way he was talking, you will know that this is it takes the grace of God for him to stop riding. Even when he gets other jobs, that is very nice. This boy is not ready to do it. He has changed because you will think that he didn't pass through primary school. His parents live around where I live. He started doing it around, he's no longer doing it in the village again. He has come to town. May God help us in Jesus' name. I'm painting this scenario, I'm telling you so that you know how to pray. These three types of constraints apply to so many people. Is society allowing you to be free? Is society allowing you to do what you want to do? What you want to be? That is why you must contend in the spirit. Then, what brought about this? What can, sources or causes of bondage? Number one, it's important, there are many. Sin. Sin can put somebody in bondage. By birth, we are sinners. And this bondage will continue until you have an encounter with your Maker. After Jacob had an encounter with an angel that he didn't know, he wanted to set his, the angel wanted to set his, said no, you will not go until my life is transformed. The struggle lasted, but he insisted that he has to have a change of story. Did he succeed or not? You should also be resilient in your fight, rebuking the devil, rejecting everything that is bringing upon us. That even though there's a issue that will not allow people to exercise their potential, you should excuse yourself. Because when they are shouting, melting down, there's melting down, real melting down, particularly in Nigeria. But there will be a lifting for us. I know what it means to be in bondage. In serious problem that you pray that Lord will give you freedom. Because it happened. Let me mention this case quickly. My daughter came to Ibadan.
and was to go back after service to Lagos. She went and will be monitoring her. I've gotten home. All of a sudden, around after 8 or thereabout, we called. She said, the vehicle dropped all the passengers around Ekwe, and she's going to Lekki. What happened? That was the period of NSAS. And they started walking. It got to say, only her, around 10 o'clock in the night. She's still walking, said, I'm alone here. Where are you? I don't even know. It got to a point, another girl joined her. They were just walking. When they get here in Okada, we will take them and drop them. I can't go again. They drop. Why am I saying this? That anything Yoruba will say, anything Yoruba, don't quote a lokunrin. When this type of thing happens to you, the condition you find yourself that somebody, a lady, in the night, 10 p.m., between Ekpe and Lekki, in the night, she doesn't know where she is. No light. I'm saying this to give glory to God, to thank God, because of what happened in Russia, between Russia and Ukraine. We prayed here because we have a lot of people, family, friends, and even one of our children in this church was stranded in Ukraine. We prayed. He got a particular point. He was all manner of conflicting instructions. Go to the border of Russia. Go to do this. But this boy was one of the students that was stranded at a rail station. The rail station was not working again. But to the glory of God, it's a long story. The boy is back home. Hallelujah. It's a type of constraint. If you have anyone, or you are the one, no matter what the gravity of that constraint or captivity that you find yourself in, tonight, you will have an encounter with the Holy Spirit and you will be set free. We know we are in a country where the country is under so many types of bondage. Political, economical, social, call it anything. And it's affecting the people of nation. We will be set free in the name of Jesus. So, that is what the devil is doing for a sinner. Keep you in bondage. We'll be giving you small guguru and nepa so that you will not die. He will blindfold you. You will not see the potential in your life to be able to exercise it. And some people say, I am enjoying. You are not enjoying as long as you are a sinner. But the moment you have contact with the Holy Spirit, just like Jacob had contact with the angels, you will be set free. You will be set free in the name of Jesus. So another thing that can make somebody to be in bondage is food. You know the story of Esau, who went toil and suffer to kill an animal, only for him to get back home. Instead of roasting that thing, take a little, give the father fat and take a little. He was interested in porridge. He was interested in porridge. Food. Some people don't let them just see food. They will throw away caution. May God deliver us in Jesus' name. Fear also. And the devil that is bringing this fear. Because his duty is to steal, kill, and destroy. So, to an extent, it will make you to be comfortable and you will not know that you are in bondage. When somebody is even telling such a person, unless the Holy Spirit convicted that person, you will not know that he's in bondage. You will be set free. God does not give you spirit of fear. From tonight, you will be free from spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. Then, something else, or some things that are keep somebody in bondage, sicknesses, afflictions, you know, when somebody is in real trouble, being in sickness, you remember the case of the affliction that was upon the woman with the issue of blood. He was caged, health-wise, for 12 solid years. You know, a child that was born and 12 years, you know the class that he will be. But the day came, she was brought, saw the hem of the garment of Jesus Christ, and she was set free. you will be set free. Whatever bondage you find yourself, whether willingly or unwillingly, the Lord will have mercy upon you tonight. And you will be set free in the name of Jesus. Another thing so serious that can put anybody in bondage is in, let's see, Acts chapter 8, verse 23. The book of Acts. Acts chapter 8. Acts 8, verse 23. Acts 8, verse 23. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Bitterness can keep somebody in bondage. Keeping somebody and not releasing that person is like putting an acid inside a corrosive container. Just cork it and leave it. Don't even cork it. Leave it. Put an acid in a container. After a while, no matter how strong that metal is, just put an acid. That's why they normally put acid in plastic. And it's just not just ordinary plastic. Put it in a metal. Wait for a while and see what that acid will do. That is what bitterness does to a person that has a bitterness in heart, irrespective of the reason. Please, release whatever is making you to be bitter. No matter the gravity of that offense, release that person. It is in your own interest. It is for your own good. Then another thing can put somebody in bondage or captivity is righteousness. You say, why righteousness? You know, living right, doing what is good, you know, opposing what is not righteous can put you in trouble sometimes. But God will be there for you. Or you don't agree with me? If you don't agree, just look at the case of Joseph. He was in bondage. He was put in prison. What about Daniel and his friends? So, they were in captivity. They were put in harsh conditions just for doing right, just for being righteous. But it has a terminal day. If you are in bondage for doing right, God allowed it for a purpose. And he will glorify himself. Just like he did for Joseph. It was for a purpose that I allowed Joseph to be sold into slavery. From there, went to prison. From there, promotion, and he ended up becoming prime minister. A lot of people also were in bondage for no just cause, and it was for a purpose. People find themselves like Esther and his uncle Mordecai. They found themselves in another country where they became slaves. But she ended up becoming a queen. And through her, the whole nations were delivered. They were set free. So don't query God. Just ask God the lesson that God wants you to learn. Let's proceed quickly. As we mentioned, cases of people in the scriptures that were found themselves in precarious situations. Just look at the man, the madman of Gadarene. It's a serious bondage. They will tie him with chain, and he will develop extra strength, extra capacity to tear to destroy the chain, to break the chain. Is that not a bondage? Something put it on him. He called those things legions. They were sent to the side inside this madman. But the day came, he was set free. He was released from that dungeon of madness. He was released. What about Jabesh? In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, he saw his situation. That the situation was unpleasant. And he called on God, and God set him free. That of the madman of Gadarene can be found in Luke chapter 8, verses 26 to 33. Luke chapter 8, verses 26 to 33. I mentioned the case of the woman with the issue of blood in Matthew chapter 9, verses 20 to 22. I mentioned Joseph the other time, Daniel and his friends. I mentioned Esther also. Looking at all this, look back. Look at your situation. Did you find yourself in these three types, adjustment, three types of, freedom I talk about? And the constraints attached to it. I said number one, freedom is from constraints. Are you under any constraint at all? Before we begin to pray, look at yourself, look back. Am I under any constraint at all? Why the second one says, talk about what you cannot do what you want to do. That's bondage. And you need freedom. What you want to do, you could not do it. Like I mentioned, the case of that boy that was inside the cage. And the third one is, you want to be somebody. You want to be who God destined you to be. And before you can be who God wants you to be, or destined you, or programmed you to be, who you want to be, you must exercise your potential. It is by exercising your potential that you make a difference, that you are able to stand out, to be able to fulfill destiny. So look at these three cases. Where did you fall? Through that, you'll be able to know how to address the case. And that is a condition where some find themselves. And condition means present situation. That's the condition. The condition one finds itself means the present situation. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, you are meant to cry unto God, or pray unto God tonight, that you will leave this condition, which is the present situation where you find yourself, and you will do what they call porting. MTN started to say, I don't port to. So, tonight, you are going to port. You are going to leave that condition, which I say, it is the present situation. You are going to change location. You are going to relocate to another position, what is called position. And what is that position? What does that position mean? It means spiritual reality. It is a fact. You are in a situation that may look difficult, that it seems you are not going to get out of it. But by the time you make up your mind to pray that I want to move into a new position, which is spiritual reality, it may be the fact, yes, you have this particular problem. But the spiritual reality is that you are looking at it with the spiritual eyes and you want to shift into another position, which is spiritual reality. So tonight, God is going to help us. God will hear our prayer in the name of Jesus. And we will have an encounter with the Holy Spirit. From there, we'll be in a new position. Can we project Leviticus chapter 26, verse 5, and we choir will help us to sing that song. Let's project Leviticus chapter 26, verse 5. Electronics team. That song, that project it is, yes. And your threshing shall reach unto the vintage. You know that song. And the vintage, please project it. And the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and ye shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in the land. And you will never, ever be the same again. Choir. By the time you get your freedom, you will overflow. You need freedom to overflow. Coming in. No, spread that scenario to other areas. No lack. You cook a pot of soup. You have a pot of soup. Before you finish it, another ingredient is inside. Have you not received your freedom? You don't think of that. You are thinking of school fees. You are saying, where will I get this one? But it's the one you paid has not expired, and somebody called you. Oh, sorry, it's a long time I called you, and have I ordered? Please give me your account number. And money comes in. Will you have headache or pay school fees? You have a project on hand. You are looking at maybe I should go and go to my bank to go and get loan. And somebody somewhere, maybe you have helped him somewhere, you have forgotten about it. He just send some money to your account, and when you look at it, it's in nice zeros. What will happen? Will you not dance? Okay. Go ahead. So that is interpretation. You will not lack. Before you finish something, another one is already in. Before you finish your salary, other sources of money will come. Somebody will be giving you appointment, contract somewhere, project somewhere. You are thinking in the world to people. That is what the Holy Spirit will do for you. It is your time of overflowing. Water, you know what it means. If you want to know people that are under constraints, just go to opposite Coca-Cola to us, okay, to know, and see early in the morning, and see how people carry cakes, bath of water, looking for water all about. Yet, in your own house, if you don't have borehole, at least you have a deep well. You just go there, you fetch. If you don't have pump, at least you use. But you don't go outside to start looking for water. But those people are talking to me. It's either you buy or you send students to go and look for water before they go to school. That is a type of constraint we are talking about. This issue of water made me to remember the testimony that I shared on Sunday. She was under constraints, including the school and the children. No water. They called the geological people to come and do survey. No water. But she cried unto God. Where they have searched, they said, there's no water here. By faith, he said, go and start drilling. What happened? She now said, water, 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 water everywhere. Is that not a freedom? The children that have been under constraint, they won't bath for 2 days. Water is now flowing. Water will flow into your lives. In the name of Jesus. Let's begin to appreciate God. Let's thank Him for His goodness upon us. Thank you, Lord, for being our refuge, for being our help. Thank you for your power that is able to set us free tonight. Anybody that puts you under bondage does not want you to rest. God will give you rest. God will set you free. God will break the yoke of constraint. Whether health-wise, academic-wise, professional-wise, in any area, spiritually, every constraint that has put you under bondage, you will not be able to exercise your potential. You are breaking loose tonight. The chain is broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. Those who are under bondage are not living in safety. You recall the case of the Israelites. They were no longer saved. Because a king came, he does not know the family of Joseph. That's what's a constraint. I don't care what constraint you find yourself, the kind of bondage you find yourself, but as you invite the Holy Spirit tonight, you are going to be set free. Financial constraints. Academic constraints. Some people that have been writing their project, the supervisor is telling them, do you think it is easy to graduate? Is it everybody that has supervised that qualifies that are let go? Those are agents of constraints, agents of bondage, even in higher institutions. Look at the constraints our children are facing now. ASUU strike today, the other day. Strike. And the minister walked out on the student where they had a meeting with him. Education minister. Let's pray. The Lord will break the backbone of those people in the Amos affair that are doing evil, perpetrating evil. When did they resume? Strike again. And they want to have a dialogue with the minister. He walked out on them. And they told him, because you have your own children abroad. Let's pray. Lord, set us free. So there's nobody that is not under one constraint. Even for being righteous, there are some constraints that come for you doing the right thing. If some people are perpetrating evil, you are checking them, you are correcting them, they will make sure that they put you under one bondage or the other. Set yourself free tonight by contending for your rights. Contend for your rights. I want to dwell in safety because I want to be free. You can't dwell in safety when you are not free. Let's pray. I want to dwell in safety. How can you be free when all around you see hoodlums and all the like? They will be harassing you. Give us something. Want to drink pure water? Is that not bondage in your own land? You get down, you want to buy something, and you get down, you see two or three guys surround you, you know, harassing you to give them money. You want to withdraw money from ATM, you see people harassing you. Some people are under fear. Quickly, what you don't want to give them, you give them so that they will not embarrass you. Is that not bondage? I want to dwell in safety. Fear is a bondage.
cry against it. Resist it. Resist the devil.
I will flee from you.
Set me free, Lord,
from spirit of fear. Because you have not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of sound mind. No more fear. I will not be afraid of anything. I am free. Fear will not have dominion over me. Fear will not have dominion over my life. In the name of Jesus. Jabez cries that the Lord should set him free. Because he has difficulty at birth. He was given birth to under harsh conditions. Painful condition. His mother could not help him. You can find yourself in a situation where your family members, your friends, even the church will not be able to help you. But when you cry unto God, it's not that they don't want to help, but they don't have what it takes to help you. Your father, your mother, your relation, your uncle, your siblings may want to help, but they couldn't. So if you find yourself, this is a constraint. Why can't you contend? Cry like garbage. I don't want this situation again. Enlarge my cause. A person that his cause is not enlarged is under bondage. Is restricted. Tonight, that yoke, that chain will be broken. The restriction will be removed. The chain will be broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. And when the chain is broken, you will live beyond limits. Pray. Lord, I want to live beyond limits. No more constraints. I'm no longer under bondage. Lord, break the yoke of constraints. I want to live beyond limits. In the name of Jesus. I don't want to live an average life. I don't want to live below average. I want to live above average. That is excellence. Excellence in the name of Jesus. Lord, I receive power to contend. I receive power to contend for my divine and ordained position. I contend for my divine and ordained position. And I will overcome. I will overcome in the name of Jesus. I don't want to be like Mephibosheth that was deprived of his right and position. You know what Siba did to Mephibosheth? That will not be my portion. After enjoying a little, eating on the king's table, the guy planned a one-man coup against Mephibosheth. My case will not be like that of Mephibosheth that enjoyed a little and after a while, he was deprived. I will not be deprived of my right. So I contend. I contend for my divine and ordained position. And I will overcome. Just like Jabez overcame, I will overcome. So Lord, whatever rightly belongs to me will never be given to the dogs. Whatever is my right, my divine right, will never be given to the dogs. It will never be taken over by somebody else. Just like that song that we sang, I will never be put to shame. I will never be put to shame. Never, never, never will I be put to shame. In the name of Jesus. Lord, Psalm 121 says, I lift up my eyes unto you. Lord, as I lift my eyes unto you, let my help come. Let my help come. Let my help come. Preserve my soul. Lord, preserve my going out and my coming in from now on. In the name of Jesus. As I go out every day, go before me. Make all crooked places safe for me. In the name of Jesus. Break in pieces the gate of brass. Cut in sunder the bars of iron. In the name of Jesus. Preserve me, O Lord. Let no evil hands touch me. Let no evil hands touch my family members. Let no one do me any harm. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. The yoke of bondage is broken. The chain is broken. In the name of Jesus. The chain is broken. In the name of Jesus.
I am delivered. Praise the Lord. I am delivered. By his blood, once I was bound by the chains of Satan, I am
shall be broken from off our neck, and the burden will be lifted away from our shoulder. Father, we believe your word. Let it be so unto us that today, every yoke that has been on our neck, and every burden that has been on our shoulder, let the yoke be broken, and let the burdens be lifted away. Let the yoke be broken. Let the yoke be broken. Let the yoke be broken. Let the burdens be lifted away. Let the burdens be lifted away. Let it be that from now on, people will see and ask, is this so-and-so person? And we will say, yes, I am. Because the Lord God Almighty has done that which no man else can do in our lives. Lord, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord, because unto you have we come tonight. We are grateful to you. We are grateful to you. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord.